From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korean rocket launch raises fears about a possible ballistic missile program. The North Korean government says the launch was for a peaceful space mission, but its apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about its real purpose. The UN Security Council Sunday vowed to adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador.
We're looking forward to expeditiously consulting with our colleagues in the coming days, and we will be looking to all council members to unite around a swift and aggressive response to the DPRK's repeated violations that constitute this very direct threat to global peace and security.
The United States government condemned the launch and stepped up diplomacy to take action against North Korea. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter the North's nuclear program and military ambitions. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. This is VOA News.